In the late 20th century, hostile forces inside the United States grow strong. The city of Los Angeles is ravaged by crime and immorality. To protect and defend its citizens, the United States Police Force is formed. A presidential candidate predicts a millennium earthquake will destroy L.A. in divine retribution.
Like the mighty fist of God, Armageddon will descend upon the city of Los Angeles, the city of sin, the city of Gomorrah, the city of Sodom, and waters will arise and separate this sinful, sinful city from our country.
An earthquake measuring 9.6 on the Richter scale hits at 12:59 p.m., August 23rd, in the year 2000. Constitution is amended, and the newly elected president accepts a lifetime term of office. The country's capital is relocated from Washington, D.C. to the president's hometown of Lynchburg, Virginia. Los Angeles Island is declared no longer part of the United States and becomes the deportation point for all people found undesirable or unfit to live in the new moral America. The United States Police Force, like an army, is encamped along the shoreline, making any escape from L.A. impossible. From the southeastern hills of Orange County to the northwestern shore of Malibu, the Great Wall excludes L.A. from the mainland. The president's first act as permanent commander-in-chief is Directive 17. Once an American loses his or her citizenship, they are deported to this island of the damned, and they never come back.
Check 1-2, Fat Mac. Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Today is the 21st of December 2015. Boy, this is the last show of the old year, man, of 2015. So, I'm going to hit y'all with a solo show. My partner, man, nigga Futures, he's on break right about now. He's taking care of some serious business pertaining to his hustle, man. You know what I mean? So, he really can't be bothered with fucking around right about now. So, I'm going to fly the ship solo, man. So, man, I'm going to take this time just get a little something off my chest, man. 2015 has been a turbulent year for me, man. I've been having to readjust a lot of things. I've been having to do a lot of self-reflecting and having to tighten up some things. I've had a couple of epiphanies, you know what I mean? So, it's been a turbulent year, man. As me and Tony like to say, there's a disturbance in the force, man. You know what I mean? I have a lot to really talk about, but it's kind of jumbled up in my head, man. You know, I'm kind of scatterbrained these days. Like, I'll come up with good ideas to spit on something, and then I'll just draw a blank. You know, I'm having a real hard time just expressing myself, man. So, just so much to do, so much to think on, so much to talk about. I mean, I'm really getting sick of this racial fuckery, man. You know, just white and black and white. I'm sick of it, man. You know, I may take a break after this show because, like I said, I'm just really just tired of dealing with this shit. I'm tired of dealing with stupid people in general. And just brings to mind the whole adage and the whole phrase. It's like, the wiser a man becomes, the more he can expect to be alone, man. With wisdom comes sorrow. And I mean, am I professing to be wise? You know, there's degrees of wisdom. I'm wiser than most. You know, I'm more knowledgeable than most. I'm not necessarily what I would call at the apex of knowledge and wisdom, but I mean that's my thing. That's what I do, man. There's no doubt. There's people more intelligent and more creative and more wiser than I. You know, man. But seriously, man, it hurts at a physiological level just being around people. You know what I mean? And due to the fact that I like to think and flesh things out and just be sensible, that just labels me a weird nigga, man. This nigga's weird. This nigga weird. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I mean, me and my homie, man, you know, Tony, we talk about how these so-called pro-black motherfuckers running around pointing fingers, calling everybody coons and shit. They the biggest coons walking, man. It's like, damn, nigga, do you hear yourself? You know, case in point, Black Friday, you know, passed in November, and who's the first motherfuckers out the door spending their money with white supremacy? It was the pro-black niggas talking about everybody's a goddamn coon. It's crazy, man. Shit is crazy. God damn, boy. I can't believe these motherfuckers. But all this so-called huffing and puffing and stomping these niggas is doing, we gonna boycott, we gonna do this, we gonna do that. Shit, you know, we revolutionaries. You know, old Daquan in the game. You know, Daquan always talking about how revolutionary he is. And he the first nigga to line up at Best Buy to get himself a goddamn Xbox. You know, what happened to the boycott, nigga? All you super duper pro black motherfucker, what happened to the goddamn boycott? What happened? You know, so, I mean, yeah, I'm a weird ass nigga, man, because number one, hey, I don't do Black Friday, and I never have. Especially couldn't do Black Friday this year, because I'm a broke nigga. Not only am I a weird nigga, I'm a broke nigga this year, you know what I mean? But I've never done Black Friday, never. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. But like I said, these are accusations that have been leveled against me for coonery, you know what I mean, being an Uncle Tom. And I found this very interesting because, once again, it is always the wackest, stupidest ass nigga man that's running around talking about how fucking black he is. Nigga, fuck you. Seriously, man. You niggas got to go, man. You niggas got to go. I mean, let's go down the fucking checklist of my coon resume. Let's see. No, I'm not a Christian. I especially do not celebrate no Eurocentric imperialistic God concepts like the majority of niggas that's on Facebook and YouTube calling other people coons. Imagine this shit. These motherfuckers got the nerve and the audacity to open their goddamn dick suckers, man, pointing fingers at people, calling people. Look, I'm gonna just lay it out to you motherfuckers, period. If you go to church, if you are under the church steeple reading the 66 books of the Helios Biblios, if you worship any shape, form, or fashion of Christianity, well, I could kind of give you a pass of the Coptic Christian persuasion, which is out of Ethiopia, because that's not Eurocentric, but most of you niggas ain't fucking with that. Most of you niggas is fucking with that that Roman Catholic shit, because all the shit that you're doing right now stems out of Roman Catholic Church. You don't have any right to call anybody a goddamn coon. That's right, nigga. Juggle my balls in your mouth. Real talk. Okay? It's gonna get dirty on this one. It's the last show of the year. I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna hit you where it hurt, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So look, yeah. That's on my coon resume. You know, I guess that makes me a coon because I'm not a Christian. Of course, I'm being facetious here. But like I said, if you in any shape, form, or fashion fucking with that church shit, nigga, oh. It just short circuits my brain, man. And of course, I don't do Christmas. I don't do Thanksgiving. And of course, I just told y'all I don't do Black Friday. You know what I'm saying? I'm so militant with this shit. You know how militant I am? Okay, I'm going to give y'all a little bit on this one. Where I do Thanksgiving in a way. Because this is how I do Thanksgiving. Because, you know, it's a way to see your family, your extended family and everything, and especially with my grandparents, I believe in not disrespecting your elders. So really, I haven't been to a Thanksgiving dinner in a while since my grandfather has passed, you know what I mean? But a lot of times what I would do, because the whole family would get together, because everybody in the whole family, everybody on some church shit, right? Except for me. They would all get together and they would pray, and they would, you know, pray to Jesus, and, you know, they would do that big prayer thing right before they would eat dinner, right? Thanksgiving dinner. I would inform the wife or any of my relatives, look, when y'all done with y'all prayer, call me and I'll come get a plate. You know what I'm saying? They always thought that was kind of weird. That's some weird ass nigga shit. Of course, you know, I guess that would be on some coon shit since niggas are calling me a coon. But if you praying to the Jesus at the Thanksgiving dinner, I don't want no parts of that shit. I mean, like, that's what be killing me, man. When we talk about that black shit, nigga, I wrote the book on the black shit. I wrote it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be caught dead throwing any sort of prayers over the goddamn turkey on Thanksgiving, praying to the Jesus, man. Fuck that. So once they would get done saying their prayers, guess what? I come over there, get my turkey, my stuffing, my pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, whatever. You know, but the rest of the family, of course, you know, you can't really fault them because they don't know no better. They ain't read shit on it. They don't know anything about the comparative analysis of a religion and societies and histories and cultures. They don't know shit about that. All they know is, you know, pastor pimp the pastor. That's all they know. And they cool with that. And I'm saying to you, nigga, if you cool with that, then be cool with that, man. Be cool, but, you know, don't be flapping off at your dick suckers, man, talking about somebody a goddamn coon, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, so yeah, that's a weird thing about me, man. I'm not a Christian. I don't do Eurocentric fuck shit. No, I don't do Christmas. Don't do Thanksgiving. Don't fuck with Black Friday. Shit. So, I mean, if you're doing any of these things, man, you know, you might want to shut your goddamn mouth about talking about somebody a goddamn coon, man. Because you feeding the whole monster of so-called white supremacy. Yes, you are. Yeah, you are. But a nigga like me, no, son. Oh, God, man. Well, another thing that make me a coon, you know, I'm reading off my coon resume, weird-ass nigga like me. Yeah, you know, I fostered, I mentored, I adopted young black boys, troubled youths and gangs and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's me. Yeah, the coon. Niggas ask me, what have you done? Nigga, I've done more than you can possibly comprehend fucking here, nigga, for real. Not tooting my horn, you know what I mean? That's some shit that just needs to be done. But I'm saying, just when I'm dealing with just niggas in general, want to throw around accusations and want to somehow uphold themselves as the paragon of blackness, man. And their resume is atrocious. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. It's just fucking insane, man. Then, and not to mention, of course, I've talked about my prison experience where I have saved niggas from frame-ups in prison. Getting weapons planted on them, drugs planted on them and shit. You know, I mean, I put myself in the line of fire many a time to save a brother's ass up in that motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? Because I told y'all, I worked hand in hand with the KKK. You know what I mean? Yes, I had to work with the KKK. Them motherfuckers hated me. And I didn't necessarily hate them, you know, because, you know, a true warrior, a true master, he don't bother with emotions when it comes to warfare, man. It is what it is. You know, we can be enemies, but we're going to have some mutual respect on the battlefield, motherfucker. Believe that. And they didn't have no choice but to respect this nigga right here, man. No choice. So, yeah, I done went heads up with the powers that be. You know, motherfuckers, I will burn crosses in your lawn. We'll come out and flatten your fucking tires on your vehicle. We'll try and frame you to get thrown in jail and prison. There was all kind of dirty shit going on in there, man. But that's what I had to deal with for a fucking decade. And I get whack-ass niggas, man, throwing around accusations of coonery, man. Don't know my motherfucking resume, Nick. Shit. Wow, man. I just can't understand it. Can't understand. You know, I miss the old days. I miss the old pro-black days. Oh. In many ways, the internet has kind of killed the pro-blackness because, you know, it's like you really had to want to be informed when I was coming up because you didn't have no internet, man. You had to actively hit a bookstore or a library, man, to get into this shit, man. Now it's just like some niggas just Google shit, you know, they'll read one bitch ass article, they'll listen to one goddamn Hidden Colors DVD. Oh, man, they off to the races. They off to the races. And once they read that one bitch ass article on Google or they look at that one Hidden Colors DVD, you can't tell them niggas shit, man. You know, you a coon. You a coon. You's a sellout. Yeah. It hurts. Wow, man. These niggas are special, man. These niggas at the Special Olympics. Yeah, man. Back in the day, I mean, when you ran into a pro-black nigga, man, you ran into an informed motherfucker, man. Because you really had to search out that information. It was not readily available, man. You had to really find that shit. No, but these days, it's like, boy. The mentally retarded have gotten a hold of a little bit of knowledge. And, you know, they just can't contain themselves. Cannot contain they goddamn self, man. Okay, what else have I done? Yeah, 10 years on TV. Yeah, producing pro-black programs on public access television. Yeah, man, I had my life threatened. Had bomb threats issued to the TV station that I was on. Shit. Black and white folks. Mostly white folks didn't like what I was kicking, man. Because, of course, I was speaking against the, you know, the Christian religion. Man, white folks didn't like that shit. And, of course, I got into the racial aspects of it and shit. So, yeah, man, this is my coon resume. This makes me a coon. Once again, being facetious. I'm being facetious with this shit, man. I'm being sarcastic, right? Man, let me see. Man, not to mention all the food. The females I have fed and clothed, you know, with their kids out here, you know what I'm saying? And some would call that some simp shit. But I just see people that's fucked up and I help them out, you know what I mean? I mean, I do everything in my own little way to help folks out, man, you know what I'm saying? I do what I got to do, man. I do what I got to do. So, yeah, man, I mean, just call me crazy, man. But yeah, I like logic and reason. And we've been hearing that a lot, and it's getting kind of played out. It's gotten kind of trite where, you know, people are trumpeting logic and reason. Logic and reason, you know. But I mean, we can't really accentuate that or express that enough, man, because there's not too much of that going on, man. There's not too much of that going on. Case in point, like I say, I like. Yeah, you know, this makes me a weird nigga right here. This makes me a weird ass nigga right here. Check this shit out. I like to sit back, peep the game, right? I'm looking at shit. I'm looking at it. I'm analyzing it. You know, I'm weighing the scales. You know, there's some shit that niggas don't do, but this makes me a weird ass nigga. I like to weigh the scales, weigh the evidence, and come up with a reasonable, rational conclusion. Prime example, Bill Cosby, all right? You got fucking 15, 17, 18 bitches coming out saying, Bill Cosby raped me. Is there any proof of that? No, there's no proof of that. But yet and still, you have a nation full of people wanting to crucify Bill Cosby, especially black folks. Niggas is especially butthurt about Bill Cosby telling them, look, y'all on some fuck shit, get your head out your asses, and accomplish something. Niggas have taken that as a slight, as an insult. So they just can't wait for him to eat some humble pie, I guess, right? But of course, I won't do that. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I'm a rational, reasonable person. There is no emotional feelings involved in this. If it's real, if it's real. If it's true, it's true. Once again, pointing out, there is no evidence for this. You just got some disgruntled bitches. That's all. And also the new development in the case is, you know, he's like sued like six or seven of them. He's countersuing, you know. And what me and Tony have said to y'all on several occasions on this show is it's not necessarily that the powers that be believe he's guilty. They want him to burn up his resources. You know what I mean? They want him to burn up his resources through litigation. That's the main thing that's going on here. It's a power play because he's too dangerous to the white establishment with his money. You know, so they want him to burn up his resources so that he can't buy up NBC or Viacom or whatever sort of slick shit he was trying to do. You know, they want to make sure that he stays humble. They want him to humble himself and at the same time issuing the humility to him. They want to break his bank. Okay? But once again, very few cats have actually came out in support of Bill Cosby. You know what I mean? Except for us. Because once again, this is all about the proof. Show me the proof. There is no proof. The proof is, this is the best that y'all got. He said that he bought some Quaaludes or whatever the fuck they was for the purposes of having sex with women. And then people in their retarded mind state, see, he said he raped them. This is what makes me a weird ass nigga. I have critical thinking skills. I'm like, no, it's just kind of like me going to the liquor store, getting a bottle of liquor, you know, hitting a weed spot, getting some weed, right? And then me and a chick come back here, get our little party on with weed and liquor. 10 years down the road, she say, he raped me, he gave me weed and liquor and raped me. And then, you know, the cops ask me, 10 years ago, did you get weed and liquor and then have sex with that woman? Like, yeah. Is that tantamount to rape? No. You know what I'm saying? Once again, no one said that he forced the broad to have sex. No one said he forced the broad to take the pills. None of that shit. It just hurts. It hurts, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, for every cat I know that has like had a little party with a chick, man, with some weed, some liquor, all y'all guilty of rape, I guess. You know what I'm saying? All y'all guilty of rape. But like I said, man, I like to weigh the scales. I like to look at the situation, analyze, critique all the facts, and then hit y'all with my resolution. Hit y'all with my opinion. That makes me a weird ass nigga because I have been assaulted and I've been insulted many a time on Facebook and YouTube because I've said that no, Bill Cosby has not been proven that he's raped anybody. You know, it's painful, man. This shit is motherfucking painful, man. Critical thinking. I'm a weird ass nigga because, you know, I just have critical thinking. Just like on the last show, I told y'all motherfuckers, man. Look, game recognized game. Tommy Sotomayor, he hustled that money. Chances are he's probably not going to do a movie. Shit, you know what I mean? Number one, he's doing too many other videos. You know what I mean? About other topics, man, to even be thinking about him doing a Fatherless America. And the main thing that let me know that he was on some bullshit, right? Once again, critical thinking skills, right? Check this out. As much as I dig this nigga and I like his programming, I like his content, I like his approach, and I like his philosophy, nigga, you pilfered the money, okay? Shit. Ain't gonna lie about that shit. This is what I think. I think the nigga pilfered the money and there's been a couple cats who disagree with me on that, but, you know, I told them. I'm like, this is the thing that let me know he was on some fuck shit, right? When Tariq Nasheed issued that lawsuit to get his money back, and then Tommy, quick, fast, in a hurry, gave that money back. You know why he did that? Check this out, man. This is the wisdom, man. This is the critical thinking skills of a nigga like me. It's like real simple, man. It's basic mathematics. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He don't want to go to court with this shit because if he goes to court, you know, they going, what my nigga say, Tony? A file discovery, you know, where both sides must put in their evidence to the court, you know, to boast of their arguments and shit. Tommy did not want to open up that can of worms, man. You know what I mean? Because that money was gone. You know what I'm saying? The money was gone. And he was using it for other shit. He didn't want to open up that can of worms, nigga. Shit. Sorry, Tommy, if you're listening to this shit, nigga. Nigga, that's why you didn't want to go to court. Because you didn't want... I mean, if you go to court, then... court is basically tantamount to transparency into what the fuck you was doing with the money. He didn't want to do that. So he gave that nigga his money back. He's like, nah, son. If we go to court with this shit... and then, you know, all of this shit is going to become public record about who, you know, where the money coming from and what the fuck I'm doing with the money and where the fuck the money is now. You know, there's going to have to be an accounting of this money.
Tommy don't want to fuck with that. He didn't want to fuck with it because the money was gone, nigga. Shit. Otherwise, shit, it's like, fuck it. Take me to court, nigga. I mean, shit. The money is exactly where the fuck I said it would be. You know, and it's waiting on me to grab onto, and it's waiting to be grabbed onto to make the movie. Shit. Why not go to court with it? Why not make a stance and be like, you know, and have a moral victory? Be like, yeah, take me to court. It is what it is. The money's still there. I just haven't used it to make the movie yet. But no, like I said, critical thinking skills, just like with this Umar Johnson nigga, man. It takes more energy to hide this shit than to just be transparent. Can we not agree on that shit? I mean, he could put all this shit to bed if he's just basically what's happening with this Umar nigga, he is dipping into the coffers of this so-called school fund, and he's doing other shit with it. Point blank, it's real simple. That's what he's doing, man. Trust me, as a cat who had, like I said, been knee-deep in these streets, hardcore, fucking with all manner of shady-ass nigga, and, like I said, being locked up with a lot of criminals, shysters, and hustlers, man. I got a wealth of 20 years in the game fucking with niggas like this. Trust me when I tell you, this nigga is hiding something. And what he's hiding is he is dipping his hands into the coffers of this school. So-called school. If he even plans on doing it, I don't know. But just his very vibe, his very demeanor, his characteristics, his body language, everything. When I look at this nigga, red flags, man. Red fucking flags. Shit. Call it haterism, call it whatever the fuck you want. But he says this. He says good stuff. Which leader out here, you know, whether it be a Jimmy Swaggart, or whether it be an Elijah Muhammad, or whether it be a Daddy Rich, Father Divine, what nigga out there, Jim Jones, who, what the fuck are y'all smoking, man? Of course they all say high-powered shit. They all speak truth to power to a certain degree. Oh, what the fuck? Man, look, I met Yahweh Ben Yahweh. I met Dr. York. All these motherfuckers are very charismatic. And they get it. They tug at your heartstrings. And they spit some real shit, man. They all did. But at the end of the day, oh my God, did I say that? At the end of the day, I hate that phrase. But like I said, at the end of the day, these motherfuckers were shysters, man. What's the term? Power corrupts absolute. Power corrupts absolutely. Trust me when I tell you, when it's all said and done, man. Y'all watch this Umar nigga, man. This Umar nigga, because I think they all start off on some 100% righteousness shit, but they see the power that the gift of gab has, and they see how easy it is to scam motherfuckers out they cheese. You know what I mean? It becomes a high, man. It comes like a drug. And they like, well, damn, you know, these motherfuckers, they gave me a meal just for me, you know, spitting this shit. Shit. Fuck a school. This gonna be my new hustle, goddammit. Shit. Fuck that shit. This is too easy. You know, they go the way of all, should I say, charismatics, man. Shit. So, yeah, man. Y'all heard it here first, man. Y'all heard it here first. You know what I mean? And, you know, it takes a special kind of cat, man, to just look at shit for what the fuck it is. Because on this show, yeah, we give everybody equal ass whoopings, man. It's not we hate black woman show or we hate thug nigga show. You know what I mean? We takes two to tango, man. The whole group of black folk in America are fucked up. You know what I mean? Both men and women are culpable in their negligence. You know what I mean? But once again, I'm not necessarily sure why people. Let me give you this. This is what's fucked up about me, right? Because my life experiences go against, I guess, conventional wisdom and shit. You know how black man is this and black woman is that and black man is God and supreme melanin, and I don't see that shit, man. You know, it's like,
what I see is the opposite. I just see just utter fucking ignorance and stupidity coming out of motherfuckers, man. Just like when I was working at the prison, right? I told y'all that I would try and take sisters to the side, and my motives were honorable. I didn't want to fuck them. You know what I mean? I mean, I had bitches, you know what I'm saying, outside of the prison system, man. You know, so I would tell them, like, look, a lot of motherfuckers gonna be coming at you, trying to get in them draws. You know what I mean? Just, you know, think about the job, concentrate on the job. Don't get your honey where you get your money. You know what I mean? And black bitches, they just always had these stank attitude, man. Like I was talking down on them, like they were stupid or some shit. But experience is the best teacher. And I would just, I'm like, well, I'm thinking, well, bitch, I done been here like 6-7 years. That's what I'm saying to myself. And there's always a bitch like you with this nasty, stank-ass attitude, like you know everything, that get caught the fuck up, man. You know what I mean? So when we talking about the intelligence of white folks versus black folks, or black women versus white women, and why do celebrities and sports stars get white women instead of black women? I mean, this could kind of like feed into that. So what am I saying? What am I saying as far as the prison experience goes? The prison experience taught me, and it showed me, a sharp contrast in intelligence between black women and white women. The white women COs, I shit y'all not, out of a decade of working there, of white, and I'm not saying this never happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen at other institutions. I'm just saying at the institution that I worked at, there was, I mean, I'm seriously racking my brain trying to think of any white women that got busted for fucking inmates and lost their job. I mean, I'm really thinking hard. I'm thinking hard. You know, I mean, I've been thinking about this for the whole week. I'm like, do I know of any white women that was busted for fucking inmates and losing their job? I can't recall any, man. I remember a white dude who got busted for sucking on some black meat. I remember that happened, but I don't remember any white women that got. And we had white women COs, shit. You know, but guess what? Yeah, you know what I'm about to say now. But bruh, I vividly remember all the black women who were accused of fucking inmates and got busted fucking inmates. I vividly remember that shit. You know, so it's like, when I'm hearing people talking about, you can't talk bad about your queens, and I'm like, nigga, yeah, I can. Shit, because these queens is hoes. These hoes ain't loyal, boy. What make a bitch want to just jump on prison dick when she got all this free dick running around here? You know what I mean? Shit. It's obviously not an intelligent choice. It's obviously an emotional choice. And I'm not shitting on the niggas that was getting their little hustle on, you know, finding themselves a dumbass CO bitch, you know, sticking dick to her and then telling her to bring in dope and all this kind of shit. I'm like, more power to you, pimp. I ain't hating on them niggas. I'm just saying, these bitches, man, they ain't bright, man. These bitches is not bright. And then you have that sort of mentality out here in the public, man, raising these kids, man. These bitches ain't bright. They not bright at all, man. Once you have a situation where bitches like this is running around and they don't have any sort of common fucking sense. Just basic common sense not to, like, get their ass bent over in the unit manager's office, getting their guts pounded out at the job by an inmate when they was just calling me some sort of hating ass nigga. I'm not no stupid ass bitch. I ain't never gonna get caught fucking with none of these niggas. Shit, what the fuck you think I'm is? Alright, bitch. Yeah, boy. And they happen all the time, man. I don't. And then once again, I'm trying to tell y'all the whole difference between black and white women. We don't hold white women up on a pedestal here. I've told y'all in previous podcasts that both races of women are inherently evil and spawns of Satan. Yes, they are. But they just go about manifesting their evil in different ways. White women are sneaky with their evil, okay? They will poison you with antifreeze to kill you, all right? Black women will set you up to get pistol whipped and shot by another nigga, okay? They manifest their evil in different ways. They both sneaky. They both devilish. They both conniving. Excuse me, they not both sneaky. Black women are more bombastic with their evil, more upfront, more in your face. You know, a white woman will smile at you and be like, oh, you know, it's all good, you know, jokey joke. And then, boy, before you know it, nigga, your throat is slit. You know what I mean? At least with black women, you can see the fuckery coming for the most part. Gotta admit, with Afton, I didn't see the fuckery coming. Afton lulled me to sleep. I thought Afton was a good chick. I thought she was a good bitch, man. But she got in my bank account, stole some money from me, so... God damn. I love that bitch, too. She was all right, man. I can't believe she did that shit to me. But anyway, that leads me to another thing. I've always told y'all, watch out for bitches that wear contacts or color contacts. You know, it's like whenever I met, you know, it just never failed. Whenever I met a bitch that wore those color contacts, those are the most conniving, underhanded bitches, man. That you can meet, man. So you watch out for them bitches. You heard it here first for the Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, man. Y'all watch out for them bitches that wear color contacts, man. My theory has never been broken. It has never been unproven when it comes to them bitches wearing them eye color contacts, man. Shit. Anyway, I'm going to take me a little break, man. Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL. I'll be back.
Let me take you to a place I know you wanna go. It's a good life. Hey, hey, yeah. I don't wanna stand around and beg you. Just don't say no. No, no. Baby.
Once again, it's the last show, man, of the old year, man. We're going out with a bang. Just spit me a little something for y'all to get into. Kind of like rehashing some shit, man. Let me see here. Just thinking on some shit. Thinking about conversations I've had with cats all year. And espousing things that make me a coon or make me a weird-ass nigga, man. You know, weird-ass nigga is basically a name that's given to me by bitches. Bitches think I'm a weird-ass nigga because... You know, and I attribute that to my moms, man. You know, my moms basically took me over to the white side of town and raised me from an early age. So I have a lot of, I guess, whiteness, white values in me. I don't know, but, you know, the fact that I'm well-read and, you know, I just see things that most niggas don't see, man. And I catch shit that most niggas don't catch. Just like I'm going to rehash and talk about the whole concept of how niggas pick and choose when they want to be mad and when they want to be outraged or when they want to apply a certain rule and shit. A good one is the whole George Zimmerman joint. Niggas always talking about racism, racism. George Zimmerman, he killed a black man. George Zimmerman, he killed a black man. But, you know, previously if you was talking to one of these pro-black niggas, they was always telling you about the one-drop rule. A one drop of black blood makes you black. Now, George Zimmerman, his mother is basically Afro-Peruvian from Peru. Now, if y'all go ahead and Google Afro-Peruvian, look at them people, man. They darker than most so-called black folks here. All right? Shit. So, on his granddaddy's side, you know, through his mom's, George Zimmerman obviously has what you would call black blood. Because you ask any pro-black nigga, and you know, they're going to lump in Indians... Because that's basically what Afro-Peruvians, the people down in Peru are. You know, they have that Indian Native American bone structure. You know what I'm saying? With dark skin. Right? Yeah, they're going to call them black. But for some strange reason, in this case, they don't want to say that George Zimmerman is black. What, that one drop of black blood doesn't apply to George Zimmerman? Huh? You know? But just before, you was popping your gums about one drop of black blood. One drop of black blood make you black. Make you black, make you black, make you. And then all of a sudden, you're like, well, you know, George Zimmerman's mom's is shit darker than most so-called African Americans in this motherfucker. Zip, zilch, your silence. Niggas ain't got shit to say. Ain't got shit to say. You know what I mean? Just like when you talking about the whole Bill Cosby joint. You know what I mean? I tell niggas all the time, like, so you think that these bitches 20 years ago got raped by a black man and got away with it? Shit, man, yeah, they got away with it because Bill Cosby was rich. He had all sorts of money. He could make shit go away. They were scared. They were scared of his power. But then again, you talking about the same niggas, the same pro-black niggas bumping their gums. Previously, if you've had conversations with them, they love saying this shit. What these niggas love to say? What do these niggas love to say? They always, this is what they say. It don't matter how much money you got, you still a nigga. It don't matter how much power you think you got. You still a nigga. You still just a nigga. You just a nigga. But all of a sudden, in Cosby's case, when I say, well, you know, if these white women was raped back 20-something years ago, I believe that they would have got that shit off. They would have been able to go to the cops and say, hey, he raped me. But in Cosby's case, for some reason, they don't want to apply the same logic. They don't want to do that. They say Cosby was too rich and too powerful to be fucked with. But previously, if you was talking to these same so-called pro-black niggas, what they always say? Don't matter how much money you got, you still just a nigga. You still just a nigga. So which is it? Man, look, once again, juggle my balls, nigga. That's what you do. No homo. You motherfuckers make me sick, man. God damn, boy. I miss the old days, man, when a pro-black nigga was a pro-black nigga, man. Where a pro-black motherfucker actually had the faculties to actually think shit through, man. Shit. You motherfuckers is fucking up the game, man, for real. You know, when they talk about us trick niggas fucking up the game, no. You pro-black, you so-called pro-black niggas is fucking up the game. You niggas are the most retarded, backward, just... ridiculous niggas, man, out here, man. Y'all put a black eye in the game. No way in hell, man. 80% of you motherfuckers pro anything. Pro fucking stupid, man. Oh. So once again, I sit here and I tell you, George Zimmerman does have black blood in him. Y'all don't want to fuck with that. Y'all want to deal with that. Look at his mama. Okay. Once again, Bill Cosby. So which is it, nigga? Is it a situation where he was too powerful back 20 years ago to be brought up on rape charges? Or is it a situation where it don't matter how much money you got, you still just a nigga. But 20 years ago, white women couldn't get him brought up on charges. What the fuck is it? Man, y'all can't fuck with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Can't fuck with me, man. And you know what? Last but not least, man, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to wrap this up. There I go. Alzheimer's kicking in. But wrap this shit up, man. And I'm going to just say once again, we be tricking on bitches over here, man. We have our fun. This is only for entertainment purposes only. It, by no means are you to trick with bitches in order to find a wife. I have to reiterate that shit because, once again, some niggas don't get it, man. You know what I'm saying? But check this shit out, man. We don't harbor any ill will towards so-called niggas with swag or thug niggas or niggas in relationship with bitches. We don't give a fuck about that shit. Look, check this shit out. Shout out to my boy, man, Tony Dreamer, Eric Magnus. Check this out. This nigga, he hit me up the other day, further confirming our philosophy is tried and it's true. And it can't be fucked with. You know what I'm saying? It just can't be fucked with. We have seen the we appeared into the eyes of Satan himself. You know what I'm saying? We have looked in the mouth of madness. Yes. And it's wearing lip gloss. Yes. I like to give shout outs to my boy Tony Dreamer. He hit me up the other day and he told me. He was like, yo, man, check this out. One of your bitches is selling pussy on a certain website. Not gonna say what the website is. You know what I mean? You know, gonna keep her business on the DL and shit. But it's a bitch that I fuck with on a regular and shit, right? But this chick is supposed to be married, right? So not only does she fuck with me every now and then, but she's also on a website, you know, looking for sugar daddies, right? But she's supposed to be married. I got another chick, right, who, she's doing pretty good right now. Can't say her name, but right now she's currently fucking her baby daddy's best friend and getting much cheese out of this nigga, man. You know, this motherfucker, he well connected in the streets and shit. You know what I'm saying? Can't say no names. But once again, her baby daddy's best friend. All right? Okay? Shit. Once again, got another chick who's supposed to be getting married sometime first, second month of 2016. Always on Facebook talking about how she loved this particular nigga, man. You know what I mean? And this is a street nigga. Another dangerous nigga. But his broad is out there doing all sorts of wild and crazy freaky shit. You know? And every now and then she come around and fuck with me. So look, please, get that shit out your head that we are somehow jealous of the motherfucking nigga that done wiped him up, or the nigga that's engaged, you know what I'm saying? Or, I mean, these motherfuckers that's supposed to be with the swag and the dangerous nigga. Nigga, stop it. The jig is up, man. We gives two fucks about a bitch running off with a thug. Because the bitch coming back, man, she gonna come back. She gonna come back to this fat tricking, nigga. Shit. You know what I mean? So who would you rather be? You know what I'm saying? You probably say, I'm not going to be neither one of you motherfuckers and shit. I'm not going to wife up the bitch, nor am I going to shell out no cheese for no bitch. Well, that's all good, man. Like I said, we mix and we match. You do what you do. But we by no means, we are not by any means threatened by none of these niggas, man. None of them. Like I said, we see the light. We see the truth. You know, our vision is clear. It ain't blurry. We are not in the matrix. That nigga sitting around thinking that his broad is tried and true is in the matrix. You feel me? Shit. So understand that, man. You know, we do not elevate the white woman above the black woman. Both of them are evil. We are not jealous of thugs. We give two fucks about that shit. It is through the thug that we can actually do our most damaging work. You know what I'm saying? Ain't really gonna get into all that. You know, with me and Tony, man, we got this shit down to a science. We know what the fuck we doing. You know what I mean? So, like I said, man, and you pro-black niggas, you are not pro-black. It's very rare that I actually meet a solid nigga running around here holding up the pro-black banner, man. You motherfuckers, man. God damn, boy. Gots to be more careful. Anyway, this is the last show of the year. This is the Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. I want to give shout-outs to my boy Nigga Fucius, my boy DKG, the Knowledge Gangster, the Side Trickster, Bam MJ, Issa Ali, who I got, Akbar Slim, who else I got? Sorry if I forgot some other cats, man. I ain't heard from y'all in a while and shit, so my mind is kind of, you know, I can't remember names and shit. Yeah, ain't seen or heard from T-Man in a while. Let me see. Shout out to my boy, Taylor Made at chroniccast.blogspot.com. Who else I got? Well, anyway, that's about it, man. Once again, Fat Mac, man, doing this thing. I don't know what I'm going to do in 2016. I'm not necessarily sure if I'm going to be doing any shows right off the bat the first month. I don't know. Because really, I need to take a break, man. I need to take out there a break. I'm exhausted with this shit, man. For real, man. But once again, man, I appreciate y'all coming in, tuning in, you know, supporting me. And leaving me emails and what. Also, okay, let me go ahead and give you my email. Hit me up at dark.sumwriter@gmail.com. Once again, dark.sumwriter@gmail.com. If you you know, want to spit at me, you know, holler at me. Don't leave me no ignorant shit while we'll block you. You know what I mean? Come at me with a little bit of sense, man. You know, if you have a disagreement or whatever and shit. I haven't really had to block a lot of motherfuckers and shit. But like I said, I just have a low tolerance for niggatry right about now, man. For real. But anyway, yeah, hit me up, man. I appreciate you. Appreciate you cats coming in. Fuck with me, man. I'm out.